very warm welcome this afternoon. I'm warming up. It's a bit of a worry when you've got a flat battery at the beginning of the convention. At the end of the convention, you're allowed one of those. But we can't have a flat battery at the start. Very warm welcome to you. We're starting this afternoon. We've got a short program this afternoon, and then I know you're all dying to know which room you were balloted into. You'll find that out at 4:45. But I'd like you to all join together in singing hymn BSH 53, Come With Hearts United, You Who Know God's Love. Would you come forward and open with a word of prayer? Thank you.
Let us pray. Most gracious, eternal Heavenly Father, we, thy children, come before thy throne of grace to give thee thanks for the privilege of being able to come here to this complex, to be able to have the opportunity to have fellowship and study and listen to discourses over this time of 4 days. We ask thee, dear Heavenly Father, for this feast of fat things, that thou bless the time we have together here, and bless the fellowship, be with the speakers and do with the chairman, as well as the study leaders. We thank thee, dear Heavenly Father, for all things received, and above all, we thank thee for our Lord Jesus Christ, the righteous, who died on the cross of Calvary for all mankind. Help us, dear Heavenly Father, in our Christian walk to be able to reflect his light to others around, that they may know that we have not only heard of thee, but been with thee as well. Be with those, dear Heavenly Father, that are ill and laid aside. Be with the frail ones, and be with those who are unable to attend the meetings and conventions, and strengthen them as thou see fit. We thank thee, dear Heavenly Father, that we do again have this opportunity, and we ask thee for a blessing on the time here, and all our petitions and supplications we bring to thee, not only in acceptable name, our Lord Jesus Christ the righteous. Amen.
Thank you. It's a wonderful opportunity we have once more to be down at Camp Wilkin. But there is no prizes for sitting in the back seat. The poor speakers are quite concerned when there's this great gap. So tomorrow can you try and fill from the front forward, backwards instead of from the back forward. When we come together, I was thinking of Psalm 133. And the psalmist said, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the head, coming down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, coming down upon the edges of his robe. It is like the dews of Hermon, coming down upon the mountains of Zion, for the Lord commanded the blessing, life forever." We have this wonderful privilege of being able to assemble together. We've come together to sing praises to our Heavenly Father. We have come together to hear discourses taken from His Word. We've come together to study His Word. Through this, we will gain a greater understanding of His wonderful plan, His glorious plan, not only for those of us who believe now, but we realise that He has such great love that all of mankind will be given an opportunity. We come together for fellowship with those with kindred minds. We come together so that we can exhort and build each other up. The convention's objective is to speak the truth in love for the edification of the brethren. Ephesians 4 and 15. Paul goes on to say why we should speak the truth in love, so that we can become more and more in every way like Christ, who is the head of his body, the church. Under his direction, the whole body is fitted together perfectly, as each part does its own special work. It helps the other parts grow so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. It is special to note that each part has its own special work. Each of us has a purpose. And one of the purposes is so that we help the others to grow, so that the end result is that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. And I'm sure over the next 4 days, we will have this opportunity.